This is Force-Sensitive Padme AU, an untitled Tumblr fic written by Suzuki Blue and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is Gen, with additional tags for Tumblr prompt, Tumblr fic, ask meme, pre-canon, baby Padme Amidala. Words written Starlight asked, okay, this probably won't shock you, but I have a request for the five headcanons thing. I thought of this on my walk back to my dorm from my internship, and in my defense, it's been a long day. Force-sensitive Padme AU. Padme gets found on search by Tal at, like, age 4, which is a little late, but Tal's just like, lol, whatever, I was 6. And then is like, would you like to be a Jedi child? Hearts. And Padme is all, no! I am going to be a politician. Tal is like, OMG, hearts, hearts, hearts. And slightly heartbroken, but okay, fair enough. As a result, Padme becomes aware that she is Force-sensitive, and is vaguely aware that being Force-sensitive means people can do stuff with the Force. She does some light reading during playtime. Her parents are like, sweetie, don't you want to go, you know, actually play? And she is like, but this is so interesting! And they're just all, okay, alright, if you're sure, you know. Her sister thinks the Force is boring as fuck, but Padme is fascinated. Tal thinks she is adorable, and gives her a few of her own books before she leaves. Padme is also 5 and doesn't realize that not getting proper training should preclude her from doing forcely things. She teaches herself to meditate because she's vaguely aware that that's a thing that force-sensitive people do. And then she teaches herself to lift feathers and bend spoons and throw full-sized punching bags across the gym because she's vaguely aware that those things are things that force-sensitive people do. She is not at all aware that Tal never expected her to be quite so good at reading between the lines in those books she left, and figuring out how to do all this shit. Later on, baby Padme sends the Jedi Temple a very serious little handwritten letter addressed to Miss Lady Jedi Tal about how she would like to borrow some other books, please, Miss Lady Jedi. The books she has now are very good books, and she likes them very much. But she has read them all now, and she would like to learn more new things. But because she has read them all, she can't learn new things. Also, please accept this courtesy gift of a copy of her 2 favorite picture books, The Junior Legislator's Guide to Drafting a Peace Treaty, and The Junior Legislator's Guide to Firearm Use and Maintenance. Thank you very much. Tal is so enamored, and sends her probably way too many books, to be frank. Padme reads them all. Repeatedly. And takes notes. Everyone on Naboo who knows her well is politely baffled by, but supportive of her interests, although they don't let it get around that the new queen is basically a mail order Jedi, because that would sort of defeat the purpose of having decoys. Anyway, Padme never did get around to testing out that lightsaber design. Blasters are just so convenient. Ranged weapons are a gift, and they are not a gift Padme Amidala is going to waste. Thank you very much. Anakin was already going to be doomed, of course, but when he finds out the amazing angel he's just met can deflect blaster bolts barehanded? Yeah. Anakin Skywalker is in love. He is in tiny, 9-year-old hero worship love, and he will never, ever not be, ever. Padme, please teach me how you did that. I will show you how to hotwire a speeder. Padme's all, oh no, Ani, it's nothing, hearts. And Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan are like, no, it is definitely something. The end.